Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Good morning.
Let's go. Let's go.
Hello. Good morning. Hello. Good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping. That's your boyfriend feeling like a groupie.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building, man, and it's going down. It's Business Wednesdays. Wednesdays, we're always talking about business and getting your stuff together and, you know, progressing in life. Today, we got a whole bunch of different issues that's going on today. You know, we're going to talk and cover about, Hurricane Sandy that hit New York, New Jersey, the whole entire East Coast, and the DMV over here where I'm at. And, you know, it definitely caused some damage. But you know what I'm saying? Sandy's not going to hold us back. We still going to do our show and rock it out, man. Also, we're also going to talk about Happy Halloween to all those trick-or-treaters out there. Be safe. Check your candy and all that other jazz, you know what I'm saying? We're giving out candy and stuff out here. And also, with tonight, we're going to have two hot fellas live in the building. We're going to have Al and Tony Tone from IHHP.org, IHHPparade.org. This is the International Hip Hop Parade. It's going to be going down in the Bronx. They're preserving hip hop, you know, true hip hop fans, people that believe in hip hop and what it stands for, the culture. It's going to be a crazy parade. Right now we got artists basically, you know, registering for the big event that's going down next year around February. So we have agents all over the country. It's going to be bananas. So you need to log on and check out the show tonight. Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're going to be talking about that and talking about, you know, some of the things they've done in the industry. So call in at 347-826-7722. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, at Lush Radio Online. Also, don't forget, at Emma E2K. And check out her show that she had last night. Don't forget, next week it goes down, Election Day, mixtape release party, and after party for Stick Smart. That's going down at Taste Lounge in D.C., 1812 Hamlin Street, Northeast D.C. So check out that event. Whole bunch of different events going down. Mixtapes coming out, man. It's just bananas right now. So we're going to go to the phone line and see if we got our guy Al live on the line with us along with Tony Tone. So let's see what's popping. Let's see what's crack-a-lacking on the phone line. Hey, call from the 646. What it do?
Yeah, this is Al Pizarro.
Hello, Mr. Al Pizarro. How you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. Can't complain.
First off, I just got to ask you, are you guys doing okay out there, you know what I'm saying, with Hurricane Sandy and everything and stuff like that?
You know what? We're dodging trees. We're good. We're dodging trees. I'm glad to say that the whole team is okay and no injuries or nothing, and, you know, we just keep our prayers for all those that are going through all the difficulties that they're going through.
Wow, that's a blessing and stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's just, you know what I'm saying, winds and blowing and stuff. I'm glad you guys are all right and everything. We're going to show you some Lush Radio love real quick, you know what I'm saying? Give you some claps, you know? Appreciate you to be live on the line, you know what I'm saying? You know, Hurricane Sandy can't stop nobody, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying, we're going to continue to keep it pushing, you know. Before we get into this interview, Mr. Al Pizarro has done a lot of things in the music industry. But before we get into it, do you have any shout-outs before we get into this, Al?
Sure. Well, I want to shout out all our board members that really believed in the project and put their names to it, you know, Africa Bambaataa, Red Alert, Grand Wizard Theodore, Freedom Williams, Spider D, North Finesse. You know, there's a bunch of people that just they, you know, they believe in the project and they put their names to it, and they're the people that created this. You know, they were in the forefront of the very beginning process of this. So I'm very grateful that Tone and all you guys got down and said, it's about time we do this.
That's what's up. Al, what actually inspired you to get into the music industry, and you know what I'm saying, at the time that you came? What made you decide you wanted to get into the music industry? This was something that you wanted to be a part of.
I fell into it. I wasn't even I wasn't even interested in it. But you know, I always used to buy my 45 records. And, you know, you put the speaker out of the window and you play it on your mom's photograph and just play the joints, you know. And everybody'd be down into the music outside. And you know, and before you know it, I wound it up being a DJ playing music at different parties. But I fell into it because I was in I was working for a bank. I was a teller. And all of a sudden, you know, I started DJing, and I left that business and went into the music side.
Wow. That's serious. You know, the hip-hop industry has changed from, you know, then and now. And we've seen growth. We've seen the evolution of hip-hop. What are some things that you feel like, you know, need to change when it comes to hip-hop industry in general?
I think the mentality of hip-hop back in the days was more geared towards everybody having just a good time. Even though it was a business, it was still about having a good time. So it was more party records and stuff like that. But I think in today's time, the people who have benefited from that have not been able to transcend and say to themselves, man, we have to give back to those people who put us here, or the communities and all that. I mean, a lot of people are eating, and you know, what are they doing with that money? How are they paying back? You see how a lot of kids they idolize these MCs, these artists, these professionals in their field, and you know, it's a lot more that needs to be done, and they need to recognize, you know? They need to recognize.
Definitely. Do you feel like, you know, due to the fact that we basically, a lot of, you know, government has had influence in the hip-hop culture and a lot of commercial tampering, do you feel like it took away from the hip-hop culture itself? Or do you feel like
those
more opportunities?
No, I think what happened was, look, everything that happens in the street, everything that's innovative from somebody who's working in a garage or somebody who's just in the streets doing their own thing in their little room and everything, major labels, corporations monopolize on that because they don't come up with the creative ideas. We come up with the creative ideas, and they take that and they influence it with their money and their contacts and build it up. Come on, this is cereals, race cards, all kinds, and all of a sudden hip hop is cool to have now. Come on, we got Jay-Z that has the Barclays Center. This was never imaginable before, but now it's okay. Why? Because the money has transcended to their pockets.
True that. We have caller live on the line. Like I said, if you're tuning in right now, we have Mr. Al Pizarro along with, we're also going to be having Mr. Tony Tone from IHHPparade.org, and they're going to be talking to us about business and talking about us about IHHP and hip-hop in general. We'll be talking to them. We have a caller live on the line from 646. You're live on the line with your girl, Leshy Lush, and Mr. Al Pizarro. What it do?
Hello?
6-4. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you.
Okay, this is Tony Tone.
Hello, how you doing, Mr. Tony Tone? Pleasure to have you live on the line with us.
Yes. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Are you doing all right with the storm, with Sandy and everything like that?
Yeah, we got Sandy under control.
Okay.
Sandy is under control in Connecticut.
That's what it is. That's what it is. I'm glad because it hit us out here in the DMV also. So but I'm just glad. I checked up on a lot of people out there in New York, but everybody said they was good. So, you know, Sandy can't hold nobody down. You know what I mean?
Nah, we can't let that happen.
Definitely.
Well, I was hearing a couple of things you was talking to Al about.
Yeah.
And what we got to be conscious of is steering. Once people get a sense, try to get a sense of what's going on, they try to steer it in their direction, and they try to monopolize on the money aspect of it. So since I've been doing hip hop since 74, it's been a lot of steering going on, trying to get it from a positive state to a negative state to a dollar bill state to a controlled state. And right now they got a good control on what they feed in people is hip hop. Because a lot of people are making it so they can send their kids to college, and a lot of us ain't able to send our kids to college, are working hard in order to send our kids to college. And just like they stole blues and jazz and all those other forms of music that was created from basically nothing. They doing the same thing to hip hop.
Definitely. And with that, because a lot of people, you know, talk about, you know, the hip hop industry, how like a lot of you know, our legends that were in the forefront, you know, along, you know what I'm saying, with you, you know, being a legend, being in the industry, is like you guys are not getting as much recognition as you should be. You know, so they're bringing forth the IHHP parade of, you know, a lot of, you know, bringing back hip-hop, you know, bringing hip-hop to the forefront, you know what I'm saying? Especially for the, you know, a lot of these young cats out here, you know, don't know the history of hip-hop. And they don't care about it.
And that's where the steering come in at. Because they try to steer them away from the trueness in hip hop to a fakeness in hip hop.
Mm.
You know, they don't know nothing about us being invited to the United Nations to sign a treaty with the USA to recognize hip hop as an actual culture. They don't know nothing about Cornell University inducting the beginning of hip hop. And ready to give Bam a doctorate, Afrika Bambaataa of the Zulu Nation, his doctorate, a hip-hop doctorate.
Wow.
They don't know nothing about me being inducted in the Smithsonian Museum in Washington, D.C., a block away from the Washington Monument, plus being in the three other museums.
Hmm.
That's the sad thing
about it, because you know what? A lot of these kids don't actually know that, and they need to be educated on it. All they think about in regards to hip hop is, you know, no disrespect to the Lil Waynes and all them other people out there that do their thing, but, you know, hip hop is more than just, you know, a gimmick. Hip hop is a culture. From when I came up, it was a culture, it was a way of life. And it was a movement, and it broke down barriers for us to do a lot of things out here that wouldn't have been able for the Jay-Z's or, you know what I'm saying, the Biggies and people like that would even be able to do anything that they're doing right now.
And, I mean, it's still a culture, and it's still a way of life. The basics behind hip-hop is finding the best person you can be and push that person forward. It ain't just about rhyming. It ain't just about graffiti. It's about being the best person you can be and liking to be that best person. that conscious person, somebody that appreciates opening up the car door for his wife. Even though he might be a little thugged out, but you gotta want to respect your wife, your kids, your mother.
True.
I mean, I just took a 15-hour ride from Connecticut to Atlanta, turned around and came right back in a car with three guys in their early 20s. And the music, I just sat there and let them play the music that they listened to. And I'm like, and I'm telling them, yo, it's no structure to that music. And they don't even care about a structure. They don't even care about being on time with the lyrics and the music. They don't even care about whether it has a storyline or not. And I'm trying to tell them, listen, this is a creation by some people that don't want you to have structure in your life.
And the sad thing is that they're trying to dumb it down. And they're trying to dumb it down to the point where to me, I feel like it's a lot of nonsense, because people were actually listening to lyrics back in the day, you know what I'm saying? And people they're more into the beat, you know what I'm saying? If the phrases or the hook, you know, is easy for them to catch on, that's all they're really paying attention to. You know, they're not really, you know, and a lot of them, they're not even pushing, you know, people to articulate themselves anymore. You know, at least when you listen to hip hop back in the day, you could say, oh man, this dude either, you know what I'm saying, read the dictionary or something, his word game is crazy, because he's dropping some serious knowledge. Nowadays, I can't really get nothing from what they're talking about. I can't get no knowledge, you know what I'm saying, unless they on some true school hip-hop. You know what I mean? Half of the words they're saying, I'm like, and the sad thing about it is half of these people that are dropping some of this stuff actually have degrees. But some of them sound like idiots. I don't know half of the stuff they're saying.
But, I mean, Jay-Z said it himself. We dumb it down to make it what they want it to be.
Yeah.
So what he's telling you is, when it comes to doing what I have to do to be rich or to be seen as what they want me to be seen as, I'll do that. I'll dumb it down. I'll act like I'm ignorant. Instead of standing proud and saying no. A lot of us could be rich. A lot of us could be well off, but we stood our ground and said, no, we're not doing that. When a certain person told me to call my group the Cold Crush Crew instead of the Cold Crush Brothers, and he wanted me to change the CCB to KKK and be known as the KKK, I said, no, I'm not doing that.
Wow. That's crazy.
I'm not messing with KKK.
Oh, that's crazy.
And he thought that was a brilliant idea.
That sounds crazy right there. That sounds crazy.
And if
man.
I tell you who it was, you'd be like, yo, why would he want you to do that?
That's
well, I'm not gonna put him out there like that, but he's a well respected, very rich person today. And if
well,
it wasn't
you know,
for
I,
me,
you know,
there's so much more tone, like, you know, like when did they start blurring out the ages of clothing names? Only when the hip hop game was in the clothing business and we were outselling all the other clothing lines.
So
when that happened was when they went and made an issue of it and went and blew up steam and saying, they can't be putting it on the videos, did that block. They didn't like the competition. And the competition, all of a sudden, every film you see, the movies, everything they're doing now, they're blurring out the images. Why? They're trying their best to slow us down, to stop us, to control us, as Tony said.
And everything good, they try to implant a virus in it. Hip hop in to get rid of a negative and bring it to a positive way of life. Now it got to be so good and everybody enjoying life where they start trying to put viruses into it and bring it back to a negative way of life.
And you're right about that one, because they definitely be trying to do it, and they polluting a lot of people's minds with, like, subliminal messages and stuff they're trying to do.
Due to Africa Bambaataa, the main thing about hip-hop is each one teach one.
Mm-hmm. That's the truth. If you're tuning in right now, we're live right now with Al. We're live right now with Al and Tony Tone. We're live right now with the two founders of IXHP.org. This is geared towards, you know, supporting hip-hop, and right now you can register online on IHHPparade.org, and you can sign up to register for our event. We're looking for that one MC so we can take them, overseas so they can represent hip-hop in general. So go ahead and log on at www.IHHPparade.org. Log on right now. Check out what's new with IHHP. And support the movement. Also log on to www.radioonline.com. Call in at 347-826-7722. And we're talking hip hop. Also shout out to all the survivors of Sandy and Happy Halloween. I'm gonna throw it over to Al real quick, and we're gonna touch bases on what we're talking about in regards to, you know, hip hop and the impact of the government and you know, the propaganda when it comes to hip hop. Al, how did you guys, link up, you and Tony Tone, and you guys decided to say, hey, this is the movement, this is what we're going to do, because there needs to be a change?
We all grew up together. Bab, Red, me, Jazzy, Joyce, I mean, we all grew up together. We all know each other. You know, I was DJing, there was DJing and all that stuff, and I opened up a record pool and, you know, started servicing guys with different records and all that coming from all over the place. And we got, you know, we had a real friendship. So we knew each other from before, you know, while everything was going on. So we saw everything evolving. So that's how we got to know each other. And building the parade, you know, came up with the concept about 5 years ago, and I approached Tony with it, and I said, you know, we could do this, and we started planning 5 years ago about this. And building it out and everything. And then in December of last year, we made the move.
Wow. What does each agent and each person that is part of IHHP, what is their impact in the movement? You know, what do they bring to the movement, Al?
There's no way that we could have said that this was truly an international hip-hop parade if we didn't involve the world. There's no way that we could say who's the best MC if we didn't involve everybody to participate. So we look for different people in different cities and states to go and look for that person. And we empower those people with our promotional tools and our contacts and all that, so that way they're able to do what they need to do. So we come from an era of we're tired of the BS, and we want to bring something that's gonna be more historical than monumental. Yeah, it's gonna be big for the person who wins it all, but it's also gonna be big for that person that wins it off. We're doing the work that every record company wants to do. We're finding that talent, that talent that's out there. And then for you to be crowned king and queen of hip-hop from the people who created it, it's unbelievable honor. Unbelievable honor.
Definitely. Definitely get a co-sign and a stamp from the legends That's a good look, you know what I'm saying? That's definitely big. Tone, throw the question over to you. Tone, how much does this movement mean to you, Tone, when you decided to join this movement? You know, what was your vision?
Well, like I said, I've been living hip-hop since 74. Me, Africa, Cool Herc, we are in constant contact. So for me to try to bring this to a universal standpoint, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hello? Oh. For us to try to bring this to a universal contact with everybody is monumental to me.
Mm.
I mean, because the whole thing about trying to get a positive word out there is to try to push it so it reaches everyone. You know, and hope people catch on to the positive vibes of what's going on. The parade is not to just acknowledge New York, the Bronx, as the hip hop capital of the universe. It's put together so somebody from Atlanta, somebody from Nebraska, somebody from Italy, somebody from Mexico to come and represent their area in the home of hip hop.
Mm. That's true.
We don't want people to, you know, we don't want people to feel like they doing a different hip hop in another area of this world, because hip hop is one. And I try to tell people, stop allowing them to make you want to separate from the mothership. Because we try to pull people together as one. If I see you in the street, I want to feel like if you need help, I want to help you. I don't want to keep this mentality of negative thinking and F that person or F that B or whatever. No. If I see your mother, your grandmother in the street and she having a problem, I want to feel like, yo, I can help her somehow.
Definitely. I want to throw this to both of you guys. With Al, what are some of the things that are in process right now with IHHP Parade? Some of the things that, you know, the audience and people listening and people who will download later need to look forward to with IHHP and, you know, to log on and things like that?
I think the things that we can talk about is the fact that we're now in 20 markets. Okay, we just picked up Boston and Texas. We got the reggaeton, the whole Latin section coming in. That's being handled by Candela, Barbara, Baron Lopez, and Henry Noll, and Erica. So we got that whole Latin American community coming in. We're planning a couple of different things. We really can't talk too much about certain things because they're still in the planning stages. And as you know, we do these conference calls every week, just working on this thing, grinding on it, and tweaking it and tightening it. But every single week, we grow. Every single week, we're doing something. We're adding something to it. We're applying something else. Somebody else joins the team. I mean, and Tom can tell you the response that we're getting from people when we talk about it is just a great response. What I can tell people is that, look, it's going to be a parade like no other. Like no other. There's not a parade like this that's being put together in this manner. This is a parade for the whole culture of hip hop. And Tony and I are working real hard to make sure that we get all these agents from all these different cities and all these different countries that are involved, so that way people can represent. If you think you got that gift, well, bring it. Because we're giving everybody an opportunity. We're getting you that record deal. We're getting you that 360 deal. That single deal, that video deal, we're getting that.
Yeah, and we want people in other areas to want to come here and have their section, to have their England section, the France section. You know, we want people to want to come and represent their area.
Definitely. This is going to be, it's going to be a big movement. It's going to be a serious movement for all y'all that don't know. Like, you know, it's crazy right now. The momentum is crazy. We got people from all over the place. Events are going down simultaneously representing IHHP. I mean, you got some serious legends. A lot of people that are stamping it is crazy right now. You know, and if you're a hip-hop artist, we also ask you to, you know, submit a video shouting out IHHP, you know what I'm saying, with the logo. You know, it has to be clean, you know what I'm saying, a quick little, don't have to be a whole 16, but you know what I'm saying, something about hip-hop, and, you know, send it into us, you know what I'm saying, hit us up on the YouTube and everything. It's crazy right now. It's bananas, you know.
The other thing we want to say is that look out for our agents. They will have an official badge, an identification, so that way nobody can perpetrate a fraud. So those people that are trying to say they're part of IHHP, they got to have an agent badge. You know they're real.
Definitely, definitely, definitely. No fraudulent, no trying to claim that you're part of IHHP, knowing you ain't never been nowhere around it. You don't know nobody in the agency. Stop faking. You know what I mean? So make sure you look out for the real badges, man, because we ain't playing no games out here. It's serious. It's a big movement, and it's coming to a city near you, you know, so go ahead and log to the site, www.ihhpparade.org. With IHHP, hip-hop general, with a lot of vets that are in the hip-hop industry that are stamping it and stuff like that. Do we see more of these people coming out? Shout out the events that's coming up soon. African Bambaataa and things like that, whatever that stuff.
Well, you're gonna see us at the Hill Nation anniversary. You're gonna we're in the middle of getting ready to start doing our commercial that we're gonna cut. With all the board members and staff members and all that. So we're working on a couple of different things. But, yeah, we're going to be with different events, different people co-signing and just saying and mentioning it. You're going to be surprised who you hear talking about it. Okay? You're going to be surprised when somebody gets on the mic and says, yo, and don't forget the International Hip Hop Parade. You're going to be surprised because we're stepping to everybody. We're stepping to everybody because this is the event that acknowledges the old with the new. This is it all together. There is no division.
Well, I wanted to ask, if agents or people that are considering to be an agent that would like to support the movement, how would they go about doing that, Al?
They reach out to us, they could hit us on the email, and they could jump up to the website, and we have a contact information there, and we'll review. We'll have a conversation there and review their ability to be able to handle this. And you don't have to be, you know, you have to be an A-plus promoter or anything like that. If you have the enthusiasm, the motivation, and the will, we'll be able to show you, guide you, and give you the contact.
That's what's up. Log on to www.ihhp.org. Log on there, and then you find out all the information, email addresses, and everything like that. Al, if you, this is Business Wednesday, so, you know, we're talking about business also besides IHHP. How important, you know, being in the music industry, how important is it to know the business of it?
I know so many people that would have been millionaires by now had they done the business part. You know, just doing the publishing part with your song. You wrote a lyric in the studio. You say, yeah, it's all good, whatever the case may be. Boom, it becomes a platinum record. All of a sudden you look, your name is not even on the publishing, anything like that. You're not getting no money. You know, a song that you wrote for somebody, some beat you did for somebody. Signing a contract, if you don't even know anything about contracts, anything like that, you don't even go to an attorney. There's so many ways to get, there's more ways of getting screwed than doing it right. There's only a few ways to do it right. There's a thousand ways to get screwed. So you gotta do your business. And you know, for everybody who's listening, if you don't go to school, how the hell are you gonna meet a contract? And if you think your attorney is gonna have your back, guess what? Wait till that attorney goes to that room, and when you're sitting across from a record company, that record company steps to that attorney and says, "Look, I'll give you an extra $5,000 if you make this guy sign this deal right now." So it's a business. It's a business. The attorney already knows that. It's a business. You don't think that the next day he's on the other side of the fence with a label? Absolutely. It's a business. So you gotta learn enough so that way you're able to protect yourself and be able to enhance yourself. If you can't read a contract, you already got a problem.
Wow, that's real talk. Tone, how do you feel about that also? You know, how important, you know, being in the music industry from, you know, the beginning, the root of it, how important is it for, you know, an artist in general to know the business?
Well, like Al said, when we was kids and they came to us to do the first hip-hop, the first movie known as a hip-hop movie in the early 80s, I took the contract to my mother, and my mother asked me, "Well, why do they want you to be in the movie?" And she didn't, you know, she didn't even try to help me read the contract or take it to a lawyer. So I signed it myself. And for the last 30 years, we've been getting 1% of the gross of the movie to split six ways. For a movie that's been selling for 30 years. You know, if I known better or had somebody to help me or, you know, was old enough to read a contract, be able to understand a contract, I wouldn't have signed 1% for the gross of the movie. So, yeah, it's very important for people to be educated and learn the business aspect of what they're into. I mean, because every company is looking to get that, find that young kid and have him sign the contract. Or, like I was saying, find out who your lawyer is and offer your lawyer twice as much to get you to sign the contract.
Definitely. And that's real talk because, you know, I've had Seth Led on the show. He even talked, you know what I'm saying, like, it's like he's searching for a ghost because a lot of these, you know, companies, you know, they either went out of business or something, you know, they basically sad their life away and some, you know, they're not really getting what they should have got at that time because they were so into the music versus knowing the business at that time, you know, growing up, you know. And, you know, and big shout out to y'all for, you know, Wild Styles, you know what I'm saying, which is a classic. Shout out to Vizzy, my BFF, you know, featured in there also. So, you know what I'm saying, it's, you know, it's sad, though, because, you know, because of those situations, a lot of people are bitter, you know, due to that. But, you know, the fact that you guys, you know, are dropping the knowledge to let a lot of these young cats, you know that it's not just about the music. It's about business at the end of the day because this industry is ruthless, you know.
Yeah, but so. they are so, like I said about the steering earlier, they steer these young people to want the kicks, to want the car, to want the rims, to want the big chain, to want the girls. They steer them to want all that. When they want them to just sign on the dotted line. So they say you want all the BS that surrounds this thing and not concentrate on the ink on the paper. So she said, that's why I say you got to be careful about the steering. You got to understand what the steering is. Because back in the days, they used to say, tell me stories about a certain person that used to take people out to the mansion and have them sit in there and then come out with a briefcase full of $100 bills and get them to sign the contract. And it's all the things of indentured service. It's that whole game of being an indentured servant again.
Wow. It's kind of deep. It's crazy.
Look how business have changed. Now they call it a 360 deal. Okay? A 360 deal is a deal where the company has the rights to benefit from all your exploits. So if you do a movie, they get paid for that. You do a commercial, you get paid for that. You do a concert, they get paid for that. They get paid from all that. That's why they call it a 360 deal. Because companies have learned since the existence of the internet, and the internet has damaged the infrastructure of how record companies used to make money, they have to figure out how do we make some money the way we used to. And they notice how rappers are turning into movie stars, are doing commercials, are selling out concerts and all that stuff. They say, wait a minute, we're not getting none of this money. What's going on here? So now they created the 360 deal.
They basically, if you're an artist and you're out there back in the day, you know, you could keep your, you know, all the little exploits that you got, you know, from, you know, going on tour, doing your shows, you were getting your money. Now they want everything. Basically, they want everything. So it's either that or nothing. They're not giving you a deal unless you agree to that, you know. And mostly,
right.
So don't twist it. Yeah, and don't get it twisted with, you know what I'm saying, like even like B.O.B., he has a 360 deal. Like a lot of people that you see or whatever, unless they have like their own company, they're like subleasing basically, a lot of these people are on a 360 deal. So they might be acting like they're eating, but they're not eating as much as they could be because they're on a 360 deal. So they're getting a piece of everything.
And you got to remember, when it comes tax time, you think they're telling you, do your taxes? No. Their taxes will be done, squeak and clean. And you let 5, 10 years, 15 years pile up on all the concerts and everything that gives up. And when tax man come along, he says, well, you own about $5.4 million.
And the IRS is getting their money. They're not playing. The IRS is getting their money.
So that's why it's important for them to educate themselves, for them to go to school. I mean, you know, they hear it all the time, go to school, yeah, okay. You know what? Go read a contract and don't have at least a high school diploma. Let's see how far you go.
At least do that. I love her to death, but, you know, you had Mary that, you know, Mary J. Blige that, you know, couldn't read for a while. She had to teach herself how to read. You know what I'm saying? You got, you know, my man that plays Fran Sanford that died broke because he couldn't read his contract. You know what I'm saying? Fantasia. You know what I mean? Like, this is serious. Like, you know what I'm saying? These cats will take you for your money. You know, it's a lot of people that have been bankrupt several times, like Toni Braxton. Even TLC was because they had a bad manager that took their money public. So, you know what I'm saying? You got to be educated in what you're doing in this industry. Seriously. And I want to ask you guys, some of the things, you know, because we always... Thanksgiving's coming around, and we're always talking about giving back. What are some things that you guys individually, besides IHHP, are doing to give back, you know what I'm saying, this year, going on to next year, or some of the foundations you guys are a part of?
Well, right now, like tomorrow morning, I got to go up to Trinity College up in Hartford, Connecticut, and do a DJ school. And do a DJ class up there tomorrow morning. I'm involved in this hip hop for hunger thing.
Okay.
Trying to get that off the ground. And I know Kango Kid got the Mama Luke thing for breast cancer, but I'm personally tied to a breast cancer survivor and my wife that I'm trying
wow.
to get something started because of that too, to link up with the Mama Luke situation. You know, we're going to classes. I volunteer at my kids' school. My wife is a teacher's coach, consultant, and she go into schools and teach kids. I teach teachers how to teach kids. Me and the AD, Dougie Fresh, we're involved in this thing called Hip Hop Hills. They got a DVD out, a cartoon out, a CD out, where we go into different schools and teach kids how to count calories and teach kids how to recognize if somebody having a stroke. And we do a whole lot of health fairs throughout the city. They was invited to the White House to perform on the White House lawn a couple of months ago. So, and, you know, we're constantly involved in stuff all the time.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. Al, are there any other things associated with in regards to giving back to the community, Al?
Well, I've been doing an event with Monterey Hospital and a business improvement district called the Jerome Gunnell Bid for the last 11 years. And when I started that, I started with a guy named Roberto Garcia, who was director there. And he had about 500 people going to this event. It's an outdoor event. Now we do about 30,000 people. And I brought in Radio
wow.
Disney. We got the Daily News. Huge event that we do. And now I'm doing something that's going to happen this Sunday with the New York City Marathon with a company called Latino Sports, with a gentleman by the name of Julio Pabon, which is a Latin agency for Latin athletes. And he's
okay.
the guy who's responsible for producing the Roberto Clemente documentary that's out now. So these are the two things that I'm attached with now. And we have Tony and I have a plan to set up a couple of different foundations that have to do with hip hop and all that. That we'd rather talk about it once we bring it into place. You know, Tony, the one thing about Tony and I, we're not going to talk about something unless we're doing it, it's getting done. You know, we could talk about our dreams between ourselves, but when we dare that place where, okay, we got this done and all that, that's when we really start talking about stuff.
Definitely. And that's real talk, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know, going to Thanksgiving, I don't know, me and Emma, we always do a give thanks. Dinner, but we're actually doing it simultaneously in two different states in Florida and D.C. We usually do something in New York or whatever. But right now, because I teach also at an elementary school, I'm doing this operation. It's called Operation Reed, and I'm actually bringing in people that, you know, are in the industry to come and volunteer time to come out and, like, talk to the kids on, you know, educating reading. And actually sitting down with one of the classes due to the fact that a lot of the minority children are stuck in, they give them IEPs and say that they have special needs because they can't read. It's not that they can't read. It's nobody took the time to actually sit down and work with them with reading and stuff. So they'll throw them and say that they're special needs, but they really aren't. You know, so it starts from the elementary school level. So that's what I'm working on right now is Operation Reed. And I'm actually coordinate that with the elementary school teacher at the school that I'm at right now. So, you know, definitely going to hit you guys on that situation because I think it would definitely be a good look. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I want to applaud you for that. Every Saturday, we have a guy named Kevin Muhammad up here come to my
mm-hmm.
house and work with my kids on reading. And we invite
mm-hmm.
kids in the neighborhood over to be here while he's here teaching reading and going through it with them. So,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, that's just something extra that we do for our kids, and we try to extend it to the kids in the neighborhood.
That's what's up. We have to keep pushing it because a lot of people, you know, the school, they just throw on the kids and saying they have special needs, but it's not really that. It's just taking the time to work with the children because, you know, it's sad that, you know, you got people that are football, they get all the way to the NFL and can't read. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So, you know, I just, that's my, reading is fundamental, and we got to keep pushing it, you know what I'm saying, on all levels. And that's my big thing. And just, you know, business in general. Another thing, quick business thing for the cats that are listening right now, Business 101, make sure you have insurance on everything. Just like with Hurricane Sandy, make sure you read your insurance policies if you do have insurance. Us as minorities sometimes forget that we need insurance, you know. Whether even if you're renting a room or an apartment, get renter's insurance. For even if it's that room you're renting, you know, take pictures of your stuff so you can also, you know, get some type of money back for whatever losses are. You know, insurance on your car, insurance on your equipment, you know, us as African Americans and just minorities in general, sometimes, you know, we like, oh, that stuff's not going to break. You could have an iPhone, you could have a phone. Oh, I'm not going to break my phone. Boom, you done cracked your screen. But now I have to pay $200 because if I had got insurance, I would have got it replaced and I wouldn't have had to pay that much money. So Business 101, get insurance on everything that you got, you know what I'm saying, whether it's from the smallest thing. Get insurance. I implore you to get insurance on whatever you got to do. And don't forget, you know what I'm saying, you know, employ an entertainment lawyer. An entertainment lawyer, you know, even if it's just for getting some consulting to look over a contract. Also, you can look up contracts online and download them free, you know, just to, you know, at least get on paper and get the stuff notarized. And log on to LegalZoom.com to LLC your business, because we have to make this stuff corporate. You know, you can't say, oh, I have a business, but you don't have any legal documentation saying that this is a business. So, guys, let's get our stuff together and get our business together. Guys, I'm going to throw it over to Tone first and then over to Al. Tone, your top three things that in Business 101 that you want to give the people advice, the top three things in business they need to have to be successful.
Well, they need to have patience, first of all. Second of all, spend that $5, like she said. Spend that extra $5 for insurance on your phone. Spend that extra dollar for insurance on the car, whatever. And stop riding around here with no insurance and all this and that, because when you lose it, at least you can get something back. And last but not least, pay the lawyer. Pay the lawyer, do your homework. If he's in your corner, you can win. But you got to pay attention and not just let him do all the work. You got to pay attention and you got to research what he's telling you. You know, pick up a book, go on the internet, read what you're involved in, learn. I mean, each one teach one. Learning is a good thing. Stop being afraid of it.
Definitely. Same question over to you, Al. Your top three things in business that a person must have to be successful.
You got to be consistent. You got to be on time. And you got to finish what you start. There are symptoms of unsuccessful people. You start too many things, you don't finish it. You're always late for a lot of things that you do. You always have an excuse for everything that you do. These are symptoms of unsuccessful people. Get rid of those symptoms. And I want to say something else. When you think about Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, you think about those schools and you say, wow, those schools are expensive schools, those schools are for brainiacs and all that. Those schools are about teaching people how to make money. That's all what them schools are about, how to make money. And the sooner you learn that's why the people who come out of there automatically come out making six figures or better,
the sooner you start striving to try to get to that point, to learn how to make money. That's what I got to say.
One more thing. Don't be afraid to put on a suit. When you're going someplace and you're doing business with people, look the part. Don't try to say, oh, well, I'm hip hop and I'm gonna dress hip hop all the time and blah blah blah. No, put on that suit, cause what you wearing don't make you hip hop.
And you know what, he just dropped the thrill, because a lot of y'all guys look up to Jay-Z and everything, but Jay-Z realized that, look, when I got to sit next to Warren Buffett, yeah, I'm going to put on a suit. You know what I mean? At the end of the day, he could do his hip-hop all day, put on his fit, his snapback. But when it comes down to sit down with that long money, he's going to throw on a suit. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you got to look the part. You got to look like money to make money, you know. You can't be walking around to these interviews with your butt, you know, all out, pants sagging, you know, tight jeans. Like, you got to look the part. And, you know, another thing is invest in yourself. Nobody's going to invest in you if you don't invest in yourself. You got to, you know, say, put your money where your mouth is, invest in yourself. And remember, the dollar rotates several times in the Jewish community. We need to start rotating that money in our community and stop, you know, cutting each other's throat, and let's work together to make a union to make changes in this world. You know what I mean? Hip-hop runs this culture, but we need to take it back and make more positive movements. You understand? So we got to do what we got to do and make a change. And remember that the only person that can stop you in life is yourself. You're the only one that can hold you back. Nobody else can but you. So if you see it, you know, they said if you build it, they shall come. If you see the dream, go for it and execute, man. Don't stop for nobody. You know what I'm saying? Don't let nobody stop the dream. You know what I'm saying? Keep working at it, and everything will come true. You got to do what you got to do. It's Lush Radio Online. We all the way live. Business with the days, man. Talking with your man, Al Pizarro, along with Tony Tone. And we're doing our thing, man, live on Wednesdays. They drop some serious jewels. And for those that didn't listen live, the archive will be up there, and it'll also be on IHHP. So log on to www.lushradioonline.com, IHHP.org, IHHPparade.org, and follow me on Twitter, Lush Radio Online. It's all the way live. Guys, for information, if people want to contact you guys one more time again, could you get that information before we sign off?
Well, I'm on Facebook.
Parade.org.
IHHParade.org, the website. I'm on Facebook, Tony Crush on Facebook. You know, Cold Crush.
Follow us on Twitter. Hit us up. Follow us on Twitter. Go on our Facebook page. Let's feel you.
That's what it is, man. All the way live, man. Support real hip hop, support movements, support true hip hop, support people that's really trying to do things out here in the industry. It's your girl, Leslie Lush, all the way live, man. I want to just say thank you, guys. It's an honor and a pleasure to have you guys live on the show. You know what I'm saying? You could be anywhere, you know what I'm saying? But you're here live with me on Business Wednesdays. You drop some serious jewels, and I hope some of the things that you guys said to them can definitely help somebody's life out there if they're pursuing the industry or just in business in general. So, you know, Lush Radio Online, we believe in the double E's, educate and entertain. And, you know what I'm saying, we support you on what you guys are doing. I am an IHHP parade agent out in the DMV area. So for all them people that are actually trying to get into the movement or want to know more about the movement, you can hit me up at Lush Radio Online or Lush at IHHP. Parade.org, you know what I'm saying? So we all the way live, support the movement. And, you know, we're going to be talking with you guys again, and we wish you nothing but success in everything that you got going on. And we want to bring you guys back on again. You know what I mean?
Just let them
thank you for having us, you know, and we appreciate you, and we are so glad to have you part of the family.
That's what it is. It's an honor, you know what I'm saying, a pleasure. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is what I came up on. You know what I'm saying? This is what made me want to, you know what I'm saying, be hip-hop. So, you know what I'm saying? I support it. I love it. And this is where it's at, you know, and it's more to come. So watch out, IHHP.org. Tony Tone, Alfazaro, the movement is crazy. It's bananas. Log on. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely, we're going to come right back with them on a later note. But you know what I'm saying? Log on to the website. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man, Double E's, motivating, entertaining. Don't forget to log on each and every Monday for Motivational Mondays. Don't forget to log on Tuesday for the Queen's Lounge from 10 to 11 o'clock with ME2K. Don't forget to check out Business Wednesdays. It's usually at 6, but we had to push it back to 7. And Fridays, you'll listen to your girl, Lushy Lush, live on the line, interviews, new indie music. Don't forget, next week, it goes down, Election Day with Stick Smarts. It's going to be bananas, hosted by Bishop Twan. Also, we were out in VA with Quan. Quan did a song with Nas back in the day, Moment of Silence. And we were out there, you know, catching some video and got some jobs from him. So shout out to him. And shout out to the whole entire movement. This is what we do. And log on. So we're going to go to some music and get jump started. You know what I'm saying? Hello. Good morning. And I'm out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all about the movement. It's all about doing your thing. And there's a whole bunch of dates going down, a whole bunch of different things going down out here. So, girl, Lushy Lush, I'm out of here, man. And I'm feeling good. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning. Know you've been waiting for it. Cause I see you watching. So let's go. Let's get it popping. Captain of the cool kids, the revolution's never been televised. Great booty, better thighs, I ain't wanna tell her back. First I tell her hi, then I give her one and let her fly. Never tell a lie, tonight you couldn't find a better guy. King shit, fly to anyone you can sing with. Gangsta to sing, push cool as a penguin. Got a team of a money girl through the same week. She finds every fly away at my convenience. You sing tip, checking in a five-star suite. Come on, some five-star freaks, I'm high all week. Catch me in the week, I was up the night with all sweet. In a fast car, super bad, boss, bad seat. That's me, feeling it and nice, fuck up for nice. The moon, say goodbye in the sun, greeting us like
hello, good morning.
Let's go, let's go.
Hello.